Self-portrait as both ape and topless woman. Wild and tame, strong and vulnerable. Stupid and smart, mask and femme. Masking and unable to mask. I can't make a world without discrimination. I can't end all ableism. I can draw a picture that holds us in the face of everything. Sometimes it's so raw when you can't regulate. If you're under pressure or out in society, I judge myself so much, forgetting not to feel all the things my early carers said to me. Please don't judge me for things out of my control. I want society to change and to stop shaming and pathologizing children that are born like me. I want stimming to be normalized so our bodies can be free. I was diagnosed with polarized intelligences in my childhood. This diagnosis was called idiot savants at that time. They didn't explain what the word savant meant. It means smart. I found out when I was 32. My teachers also used the word retarded, which I preferred to learning difficulties. It seemed more open-ended. And I didn't have any problems learning art and things I was interested in. I didn't see a need to talk or behave like other children. Now I like the term alternative processing abilities. I was privileged to go to the third most expensive private school in Melbourne. This meant I was segregated with a special ed teacher, away from the other children, my entire education. This practice is now illegal. Instead of learning the curriculum, I learned a lot of weird stuff about me. I was tested a lot, around 4 times a year from grade 5 to grade 12, and once in my adult life. Even though I did the same test over and over, I could never learn to do the things my brain hasn't developed to do. I come out consistently around the 64th percentile on a 2-week-long neurological test. You could think that's pretty average. I'm actually in 0.5% of the population, as half the areas of my intelligences are below 4%, and the other half are in the 98th percentile, or immeasurably good. Things that might be automatic or obvious for most people can be incredibly complex or impossible for me. On the other hand, I solved a block puzzle that hadn't been solved in 40 years at Melbourne Clinic in under 40 seconds, to the amazement of the neuroscientists testing me. I think of the parts of my brain that haven't developed like a beautiful, instinctive, ape-like feeling body. There can be something unconstrained, unfiltered, and raw about the immediacy I experience. This part of me is so vulnerable and wounded. It's also the most beautiful part of me. I think of the parts of my brain that are immeasurably intelligent as the parts that can protect me. This part of me appears and disappears with my capacity, like my speech. It allows me to see things many people in my community can't see. It allows me to comprehend things 99% of the population will never conceive. There's a strength in my vulnerability. There's a real skill in my specialization. There's something fantastic about me statistics could never quantify.